The Race for U.S. Senate on KYW News Radio.
Well, Pennsylvania elections officials are sending guidance, new guidance to the counties this morning on how to handle undated mail-in ballots. It comes after GOP Senate candidate Dave McCormick filed a lawsuit to try to get those votes counted. And we get the latest now from KYW's Tim Jimenez. He's live with us with that update. Tim?
Hi, Denise. Yeah, the Department of State is now telling counties to separate the ballots that don't have dates handwritten on the return envelope or have the wrong date written down. Officials say these ballots should be preserved and set aside for now until pending litigation is settled. Now, we have a whole bunch of legal action here. The Dave McCormick campaign, as we've been talking about all morning, is suing in Commonwealth Court, arguing that these votes should be counted. They're basing this off of a federal court ruling on a separate case involving last year's general election in Lehigh County. The three-person panel in that situation said such ballots should not be disqualified because they're postmarked when they go through the mail. But the Republican National Committee and the state GOP is actually getting involved here, arguing these votes should be tossed because the rules were not followed. The campaign of Mehmet Oz, of course, is in support of the Republicans here when it comes to this. You know, how many such ballots exist in this election? That isn't exactly clear. But the magnitude, of course, of every single vote, Denise, is certainly clear as we get very close to an automatic recount here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, this race too close to call, Mehmet Oz leading McCormick by less than a tenth of a percent. Thank you, Tim.